This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As always, you can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype in here and bring up anything that you want. Skype username LRN.FM. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
Coming up, Johnson, you're going to talk about consciousness, something that I don't think people know a whole lot about, but there's some science.
Maybe I know you guys like to talk about it. So
yeah, I know. We would
find a science article. Science, probably in a loose term, but it is from science.
All right, we'll get into that here in moments. But Gene the Christian Anarchist is going to start things out. He's calling from Georgia. Or at least I presume it's Gene. Normally, he's the only one who calls us the Christian Anarchist. Hello?
Yeah, let me pull over here. I'm on the phone. I'm driving, and now I'm pulled over. So
okay.
I'm currently driving down to Florida to participate in my favorite hobby, which is flying. I learned to fly in 77, and I'm currently trying to learn how to fly a helicopter because I bought one. But
you bought a helicopter?
Yes.
Good way to prepare for the zombie apocalypse, right?
Yep. Those zombies, they come after me, and I'm out of here.
So is it you have to go to Florida? Because normally you call us from Tennessee, so you have to go down to Florida because that's where the helicopter is? Or why go down to Florida?
Yes. Correct. It's down there, and that's where my instructor is, and so I have to drive down there. But here's how I'm going
to show Gene trying to make it from where do you normally live at?
Tennessee.
Memphis area.
Driving from Memphis down to Florida to get to the helicopter in order to fly away from the zombies. That would be.
Yeah. Well, and I'm driving the Ron Paul Corvette, by the way. So.
Oh, you still have that thing. Okay, cool.
Yes, I still have it. But here's how I'm going to tie all this.
Gene, in 2012, I think it was, had a nice professional rap job done on his Corvette promoting Ron Paul for president.
That movie in my head just became a lot more like Zombieland than The Walking Dead. So.
And it looked fantastic. You showed us a picture of it. So, Gene, I mean, how many hours have you logged so far in the helicopter, or is this going to be your first run?
About 30 hours, but here's how I'm going to tie all this into my subject tonight, which is Goonermans, not government, Goonermans, spelled G-O-O-N-E-R-M-E-N-T, Goonermans.
All right.
And everybody involved in the government, in my terminology, is a goon. And what they do to people when they try to impose their will on them, I've also invented a verb called gooning. So the government, the goons goon you, and their existence is called Goonermans. Okay.
All right.
And as an anarchist, I advocate no Goonermans. Just get rid of all Goonermans. And I'm going to use aviation as my example. Because
what do you fly away from the goons?
No.
We'll get it.
Okay, so forget the term goons. If you hear me referring to Goonermans, that's what I mean. It's the government.
Got it.
So, aviation, if I were a statist, you know, and I want to get rid of all government, but if I were a statist, my best argument in support of government or Goonermans would be the safety in the sky. Because
right, if it weren't for the government or Goonermans or whatever, then people would be falling out of the sky because they wouldn't be trained appropriately, and that's why we need the Federal Aviation Authority or administration to tell everyone what to do.
Absolutely, and that would be the best argument I could think of to support Goonermans. However, as you know, and I got my piece of plastic from the federal government that says I'm a licensed pilot. I learned to fly in 77, but here's my proposal. If there was no Goonermans, if they did not regulate the skies, yes, they do a pretty good job of regulating the skies. I think better than anything else the government does. But without any regulation, let's say we had 100 years since Wright Brothers and nobody was regulating the skies. Right now, we would probably have personal flying transportation that you could go from door to door, and everything would be automated by now. You know, with today's technology, it would all be automated. It would all be simple. It would all work really, really well, because people would have tried things and failed. You know, sure, there would have been some deaths along the way. But aviation today, with all of the regulation involved in it, you still have deaths on a regular basis. They have not regulated away deaths, and they have not regulated away stupidity. So you still have stupidity, you still have deaths.
Yeah, now, and what you're saying isn't really speculation either, because didn't the Mueller Sky Car exist in the late 1970s?
Yes, it did, but it wasn't. It never really was designed very well. But,
well, no, but that's an indicator that what you're saying, if there weren't a bunch of federal rules, because it was the federal government that got in the way of that, as I understood, because they can't market something like that widely because of the FAA. But if the FAA didn't exist, then the Skycar, which for those that don't know, is like kind of the first big personal craft that had been created, and you know, it would probably cost you a few hundred thousand bucks to get one of these things today.
How high up does it go?
I don't recall those details, but high enough to, you know, be able to travel in the sky, basically.
And currently, with all of today's aviation regulations, the most unregulated segment of aviation is home builders, home built aircraft, and you will find that in the home-built aircraft, if you go to some place like Oshkosh, where they have the biggest aviation get-together every year, and I would highly recommend it if you don't have anything to do during that time of the summer, go to Oshkosh and look at all of the stuff that people who have very minimal regulation on them are able to develop in aviation. The best avionics, the best panels, the best instrumentation for aircraft, it's all in the home-built aircraft.
Right, and if the government were to be believed, then that would actually be the riskiest area, because they are not as overseen as the commercial aircraft industry. And so you're pointing out that the opposite is true, that it's actually some of the best equipment out there. And further, if there were no government regulations in the space of aviation, then things like the Mueller Skycar would have been able to be built, put into production, have competition, get better and better over the years, like we've seen with other technologies.
Yes, absolutely. And here's my one of the things that really irks me is because now I'm trying to get a helicopter. I'm trying to learn how to fly a helicopter. So I have to go in and take a flying examination with an examiner, and he's going to be testing me on all of these rules and regulations that now I have to brush up on so that I can pass their test. And that really bothers me because I hate all the rules and regulations, you know. That's just me.
Yeah, what do the rules and regulations have to do with actually flying safely?
Mainly they will argue that the rules and regulations are there to keep aircraft separate so that they don't crash into each other. That's what the bottom line argument would be. And to some extent that is true. However, if we didn't have those regulations, in my helicopter by now in the year 2016, I would have a device on the instrument panel that would show me every other aircraft within 20 miles of my location. It would be an active aircraft detection system that would detect every other flying aircraft around me, and I would not require a signal or a ping coming from that aircraft to know where it was. It would be like a big radar, active radar system that would detect all the aircraft.
Gene, you know, I appreciate the vision that you have. It's just the FAA, of course, is pretty ensconced, right? They're likely not going to likely that no one is going to propose abolishing them, and so therefore they're going to be around at least until the U.S. federal government crashes and burns.
Absolutely, but it's a dream of mine.
Yeah, it's fun to hear dreams, because it is important to have dreamers out there. Thanks for the call tonight, Gene, and enjoy your flying.
You guys ever launch like rockets?
Yeah, back when I was a kid.
Back in school?
Yeah.
If you had, there were different levels, you know, like I think it was like 1 through 5 or whatever.
Yeah.
And whenever you got up to like the highest level, you would actually have to get permission from the FAA to be able to fire it off.
Just because it would go so high up that it would violate some kind of airspace.
Yep. Apparently.
In theory, you could hit an airplane or something like that.
I guess that's the theory.
Sucked into an engine.
That'd be bad, I guess. Toll-free number
well,
here.
Well, they should make pigeons illegal, if that's a word.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we're going to get into consciousness and maybe what it is. Johnson's got a story, and you can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And also, healthcare is all messed up in the United States. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Ensure health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we go into a bit of a different area tonight, Johnson, you've had this story actually for like at least a week, if not 2 weeks.
Sure, but we've got to mention what we did on the break. We just have to,
doing
an entire, hour
segment.
Last week.
I think we did a segment on the black currents. I don't think
We did a while. A little bit. It was definitely more than a segment, but we talked about this illegal or formerly illegal berry, black currant, and they were talking all about the flavor and how the farms are trying to bring it back in the United States because it's been illegal because it carries some fungus that...
Or it did.
It did. It used to. That can hurt trees. I guess they probably cured it by now or whatever so that it doesn't harm the trees anymore. Whereas this was...
And then they made it legal.
Yeah, that was very popular in Europe and has remained popular in Europe and it's just sort of becoming... popular again in the United States.
And the article you had was about a New York company that was manufacturing it, but turns out you found some locally here
that
in Cheshire County.
That I can buy with Bitcoin.
Right. So, like, the best of both worlds.
Yeah, so I went and bought some black currant jam with Bitcoin just because I wanted to try this.
Mm-hmm. And we just did.
Got it with some crackers and some ricotta and did give it some flavor, and it's good. I mean, it is kind of how they described it. It's kind of like has kind of a cranberry kind of bite to it. But,
What did they say? It was a cross between cranberries and blueberries or something?
I think so. That's what they said. It seems kind of accurate.
That's probably why I half liked it, because I'm not a cranberry guy.
I liked it, but the first chip that I had or piece that I had was with the ricotta, so I have not actually tried it just, kind of like straight or just on a cracker
or
whatever.
Well, there you go. You got some here with just the jam on just a plain cracker, no ricotta. Ricotta doesn't lend too much flavor. I mean, ricotta is kind of a plain, pretty bland cheese.
I guess I can see why someone would say there's a similarity to a cranberry, but
it's got a strong flavor. It's not the same. I feel like I've tasted something else similar to it, but I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, I'm not a food tasting expert, but I know what tastes good, and this tastes pretty good. Yeah. So, cool. Thanks for bringing it in.
Black cream, I feel like I've had it has kind of almost like a little bit of a wine kind of.
Sure.
Feel to it, which is interesting, too,
A little bit.
I think the concentrate, we had talked about, there was a concentrate you could buy, and you diluted it 4 parts to 1 with water.
Right.
I think it would make for an interesting drink as well.
So I definitely recommend, after black we currant. Did that whole thing talking about this, help bring back the black currant if you feel like, it was formerly illegal.
The world needs more berries. Berries are wonderful things.
That's pretty much all you have to say to get libertarians to try it.
That's true.
It was formerly illegal, and now you can do it.
But did it taste better when it was illegal?
Actually, no. All you need to say to libertarians is that it's illegal right now. Go do it.
But it is legal. It's not illegal.
But now it's legal, so,
All right, so there you go. Black currants.
The luster may be gone for you.
Toll-free number allows you to join us, 855-450-FREE. Something else you've been wanting to talk about, Johnson, is the story that you brought in about consciousness. And we've sort of, I think, briefly talked about this in the past, just sort of generally that Cody and I think our position, and correct me if I'm wrong, Cody, would be that, we don't really know much about consciousness.
Vibrational states, man.
There are theories out there about consciousness, but science doesn't really know much about it. So what do you got?
It's a link to another universe. It's like your oneness with the state of being.
Oh, it might be.
Read the article, you condescending ass.
This physicist says consciousness could be a new state of matter. Consciousness isn't something scientists like to talk about much. You can't see it, you can't touch it.
And you can't measure it because of those things.
And despite the best efforts of certain researchers, you can't quantify it.
Right.
And in science, if you can't measure something, you're going to have a tough time explaining it. But consciousness exists, and it's one of the most fundamental aspects of what makes us human. And, just like dark matter and dark energy have been used to fill some otherwise gaping holes in the standard model of physics, researchers have also proposed that it's possible to consider consciousness as a new state of matter. To be clear, this is just a hypothesis, and one to be taken with a huge grain of salt.
So, because, just to be clear, when you say a state of matter, do you mean like liquid, solid, yes. gas? Consciousness?
Apparently.
Okay. I want to hear more.
Yep. So, to be clear, this is just a hypothesis and one to be taken with a huge grain of salt because we're squarely in the realm of the hypothetical here.
For sure.
And there's plenty of room for holes to be poked, but it's part of a quietly bubbling movement within theoretical physics and neuroscience to try and attach certain basic principles to consciousness in order to make it more observable. The hypothesis was first put forward in 2014 by cosmologist and theoretical physicist Max Tegmark from MIT, who proposed that there's a state of matter just like a solid, liquid, or gas in which atoms are arranged to process information and give rise to subjectivity, and ultimately, consciousness. The name of the proposed state of matter? Perceptronium, of course.
Okay.
As Tegmark explains in his preprint paper, generations of physicists and chemists have studied what happens when you group together vast numbers of atoms, finding that their collective behavior depends on the pattern in which they are arranged. The key difference between a solid, a liquid, and a gas lies not in the types of atoms, but in their arrangement. In this paper, I conjecture that consciousness can be understood as yet another state of matter. Just as there are many types of liquids, there are many types of consciousness. However, this should not preclude us from identifying, quantifying, modeling, and ultimately understanding the characteristic properties that all liquid forms of matter, or conscious forms of matter, share. In other words, Tegmark isn't suggesting that there are physical clumps of perceptronium sitting somewhere in your brain and coursing through your veins to impart a sense of self-awareness. Rather, he proposes that consciousness can be interpreted as a mathematical pattern, the result of a particular set of mathematical conditions. Just as there are certain conditions under which various states of matter, such as steam, water, and ice, can arise, so too can various forms of consciousness, he argues. Figuring out what it takes to produce these various states of consciousness according to observable and measurable conditions could help us get a grip on what it actually is and what it means for a human, a monkey, a flea, or a supercomputer.
But is he saying there that that in order to have consciousness, atoms need to be arranged in a certain order and yes. that therefore that there's no actual volition or free will, that the order of the arrangement is what it is, and so there's no more like thing there that is actually doing the thinking, that it's just a state of existence?
I don't know.
I mean, that's almost, maybe I'm misinterpreting what's being...
It's just because he's saying, like, okay, if he's saying this is a pattern that gives rise to consciousness, I don't know that he's necessarily implying that that necessarily takes away free will.
But, okay.
You know.
I mean, because you don't think of, like, gas and water as having consciousness, right? That's not what he's right. arguing.
Right, and those things change state with different temperatures.
I think that's
right. I have to wonder if you could freeze consciousness down to a solid, you know, slow-moving state or something.
Well, we know
like
Mark's going to try that. He's going to have his head cut off and frozen when he dies. So we'll continue, though. I'm sure there's a little more. 855, 453, and you can share your thoughts on the science of consciousness on Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are your muscles and joints always tired? Hi, Willie Hayes here for Original Blue Emu Super Strength Cream. The easiest way to soothe those tired muscles and joints. Original Blue Emu is not like any ordinary cream. It's America's number one emu oil formulated topical cream. It's odor free and simple as 1, 2, 3. Find out why there's so many loyal users. Give Original Blue Emu a try today. Yes, I said today. Available at nationwide retailers.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us here. We're talking consciousness. Now, what is it? Some scientists are now saying that it may be a state of matter, sort of like, you know, liquid, solid, gas, consciousness. That's the proposal here, and Johnson's got some more. We'll tell you about that. Also, you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. If you've got some comments, you're welcome to jump in on this conversation. Or, of course, you can bring up anything you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. In addition, I want you to know about the listening line, the audio on-demand listen line at 641-793-9660. It actually allows you to listen in not only live to Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, which is one of the radio networks that we're a part of, but also it allows you to listen to other shows from LRN.FM, like your show, Cody, Off the Air Live, is one of the selections there, and close to a dozen shows actually available to you 24/7. The important point is that this is a long-distance phone number, so if you have to pay for long-distance, you probably want to stay away from this. But if you get unlimited long-distance, then this is a way for you to actually save data. If you, Mark's been on this, like, I don't know if you want to call it a vacation, he's been trying to take a boat down to Florida and ultimately had to leave it in South Carolina because they didn't make it. There was a number of issues. I think he's actually back in town now, so we might be seeing him this weekend. But he ran out of data while he was out, you know, on his data plan. So you know, one of the ways that you can keep in touch with LRN.FM and Free Talk Live and not use any data at all is by using the audio on demand listen line, 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. And I believe the voicemail issue has been fixed. And it's not because I've tested it, but I did notice a couple voicemails came in today. So
add those numbers to your phone now in case you run out of data, because if you run out of data, you won't be able to look them up.
That's a good point. Yeah. Although most plans will throttle you. You don't actually run out of data. They just slow you way down to the point where you probably can't do much of any kind of media consumption.
It might take you a real long time to look those numbers up.
Yep, so there you go. 641-793-9660. You can either store it in your consciousness or store it in your phone, so you definitely won't forget it.
Nice.
So we're talking about consciousness here tonight. And, Johnson, you're sharing a story from, where was it again? A science journal?
Science Alert.
Science Alert. Okay, very good. Because, actually, this has been in the news for a couple of years now, right? This isn't isn't new.
The idea was inspired by the work of neuroscience, Giulio. G-I-U-L-I-O.
Oh. Yeah, sounds like
Giulio. Giulio Tononi from the University of Wisconsin in Madison, who proposed in 2008 that if you wanted to prove that something had consciousness, you had to demonstrate two specific traits. According to his integrated information theory, the first of these traits is that a conscious being must be capable of storing, processing, and recalling large amounts of information. And second, explains the Arxiv blog, it's arxiv.org.
But how do you prove, before we go on to the second one, on the first one, how do you prove that a being can do those things if it has no meaningful way of communicating with you? So, you know, like we have a dog here in the studio, her name's Jazzy. I think she has her own consciousness, obviously, and it seems as though she can recall people when she sees them, and she can, you know, there's certain things that are pretty clear that she can do, but like what is it? How do you consider something to be a large amount of that information?
Well, I think that's independent of whether or not something's conscious or not.
I don't understand.
In other words, just because you don't know whether or not something is conscious or not doesn't necessarily impact whether or not it is.
I agree, but he's talking about ways to test for or, you know, determine whether something is conscious. And his first number one test was, you can go ahead and read it again.
It's, right, but in order to prove something, in other words, that it must be capable of processing, recalling, and recalling large amounts of information, if you're trying to prove something, then you have to be able to communicate that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it's very difficult to actually prove that any being has consciousness by that, unless you can communicate with the being.
Well, yeah, so you communicate with the being.
So that, like, that's about...
I mean, you can communicate with humans, and that's about it. Dogs are capable of storing large vocabularies of words.
That's true.
In English.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, if the being can't communicate, I guess it's SOL.
Gotcha.
And second explains the X-Archive, or I don't know what that is, how they're trying to pronounce that, arxiv.org. This information must be integrated in a unified whole so that it is impossible to divide into independent parts. This means the consciousness has to be taken as a whole and cannot be broken down into separate components. A conscious being or system has to not only be able to store and process information, but it must do so in a way that forms a complete, indivisible whole, Tononi argued. If it occurred to you that a supercomputer could potentially have these traits, that's sort of what Tononi was getting at. As George Johnson writes for the New York Times, Tononi's hypothesis predicted, with a whole lot of maths, that devices as simple as a thermostat or photoelectric diode might have glimmers of consciousness, a subjective self. In Tononi's calculations, those glimmers of consciousness do not necessarily equal a conscious system, and he even came up with a unit called phi, or the phi symbol, which he said could be used to measure how conscious a particular entity is. So, they didn't go into it. I'll go into it, because I've read this before. So, the idea that a thermostat is conscious, right, comes from the idea that...
Or has a glimmer of
it. Has a glimmer of consciousness.
There's different levels of it, I assume.
It's perceiving a temperature, right? It's storing that information and it's providing it back to you, right? So, it's storing that information and then providing it. So, in a way, there's a glimmer of consciousness there, right? It has a function, it's processing this, and it's doing it, you know, so it's kind of silly, but that's what the original, like, theory is, just to sort of have this glimmer, this unit of consciousness to talk about it in a meaningful way. So
does that mean that, you know, computer programs that do more have a larger glimmer of consciousness?
Sure. Like AI programs? Yeah. I would guess that would be accurate.
It's interesting because wasn't it the Native Americans back in the day who kind of had the belief that pretty much everything was alive?
Right.
The trees, the rocks, everything. So maybe there's different levels of consciousness.
Sure.
And that really kind of like...
Especially
changes
if it comes down
the
to a state of matter and a pattern, and they figure that out. It's like, well, this rock isn't very conscious. You know, like they'll, you know, be able to say, like, this pattern of stuff does not produce consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It would be kind of interesting to see if they get to that point.
Yeah.
Well, it says 6 years later, Tegmark proposed that there are two types of matter that could be considered according to the integrated information theory. The first is computronium, which meets the requirements of the first trait, being able to store, process, and recall large amounts of information. And the second is perceptronium, which does all of the above, but in a way that forms the indivisible whole Tononi described. In his 2014 paper, Tegmark explores what he identifies as the five basic principles that could be used to distinguish conscious matter from other physical systems, such as solids, liquids, and gases. They never mentioned plasma.
Poor plasma.
The information,
always left out.
The information integration in independence and... I'm sorry. The information integration, independence, dynamics, and utility principles. He then spends 30 pages or so trying to explain how his new way of thinking about consciousness could explain the unique human perspective on the universe. As the ARXIV.org blog explains, when we look at a glass of iced water, we perceive the liquid and the solid ice cubes as independent things, even though they are intimately linked as part of the same system. How does this happen?
It's true.
Out of all the possible outcomes, why do we perceive this solution? It's an incomplete thought, because Tegmark doesn't have a solution. And as you might have guessed, it's not something that his peers have been eager to take up and run with. But you can read his thoughts as they stand in his paper published in the journal Chaos Solitons and Fractals. That's the problem with something like consciousness.
Sounds like a real page-turner.
Yep. If you can't measure it, If you can't measure your attempts to measure it, how can you be sure you've measured it at all?
Indeed.
More recently, scientists have attempted to explain how human consciousness could be transferred into an artificial body. Seriously, there's a startup that wants to do this.
I bet there is.
Of course there is. And one group of Swiss physicists have suggested consciousness occurs in time slices that are hundreds of milliseconds apart.
Ooh.
As Matthew Davidson, who studies the neuroscience of consciousness at Monash University in Australia, explains over at The Conversation, we still don't know much about what consciousness actually is, but it's looking more and more likely that it's something we need to consider outside the realm of humans.
Ooh, that sounds a little spacey. Hang on, Johnson. We'll come back to that here in a moment. It's 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts with us in little slices. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Speak non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. And of course, you can join us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, what is consciousness? Well, science doesn't really know, but some scientists have some interesting speculative theories, and we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up here. Also, want to let you know how you can get interactive with Free Talk Live. One of the ways to do it is right there on the front page of our website. It is a Reddit-based homepage where you can actually submit content. So if you find some sort of interesting story that you want to share with us, maybe an outrageous YouTube video or whatever it is that you think our listeners and hosts would be interested in, you just submit it there to the front page of the site. Other listeners can then vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and you get to vote on other people's suggestions as well. So go there and get interactive. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
Do you usually use that for your show prep website to look at?
It is one of the places that I look. It's not the exclusive show prep place, but it's a great way to find out what our listeners are interested in. So,
Another way to take control of the airwaves, right?
Well, exactly. Well, I mean, the best way to do that is to call in, because if you're just submitting things to the front page of the site, like, we don't guarantee we're going to read everything on the front page.
Yeah.
But, you know, if there's something cool there, if there's something that catches my attention, I'm absolutely going to use it. So that's kind of the point of that program. So, again, freetalklive.com. Go get interactive there.
Have you done a automatically promoting? I know sometimes, like, the old Free Talk Live homepage used to have, like, announcements about the show, things that were going on.
Yeah, that's right.
And it used to be right on the front page. Have you yet, like, interjected? Because I know, you know, you can automatically, as a moderator and admin, promote a story and have it show up on the page. Have you done that at all?
I've done it once or twice. We also now have the FTL blog,
right,
which is another option on the front page, so you can kind of flip from one
and
to the other.
And, of course, the email list.
If you want. Yes, and there is the email list. So we do send out weekly email updates, kind of keeping you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. So that's probably the best way to follow us.
Well, some people are RSS you know,
yeah, sure.
Savvy.
In which case, we do have the FTL blog, right, which has all that content. Because the emails come from that blog.
I'm just wondering what happened to the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Yeah, it just, we retired it after a while.
Too bad.
Yeah, it was one of those things that we weren't really getting much action on as far as submissions or whatever, and so we just took one more and called it a day. It's still there if you want to see it, I think. I don't know. The website's so big, I don't really even know what's on and what's off of the site at this point.
You need, like, a torch and, like, a whip to sort of explore dodging
explore
boulders.
Explore the site, the depths.
Yeah. Maybe an escape rope if too many Pokemon show up and screw your day up.
Look out for snake pits.
All right, so we got more on consciousness, Johnson. You
just
were talking about how
here,
this scientist is arguing that consciousness is a state of matter, sort of like... You know, liquid, plasma, gas.
So he goes on to say, this Tegmark, he says, if consciousness is indeed an emergent feature of a highly integrated network, as IIT suggests, then probably all complex systems, certainly all creatures with brains, have some minimal form of consciousness, he says, which makes sense to me. Like, that absolutely makes sense. You know, I know a lot of people will believe animals don't have consciousness, they don't have souls.
I think
nonsense.
They do.
Well, that's how we feel better about eating them, probably.
Yeah, well, what he's saying, though, is that the more complicated a creature is, the more conscious it is,
basically. Yeah, I think so, yeah. More complicated the brain system, By extension, if consciousness is defined by the amount of integrated information in a system, then we may also need to move away from any form of human exceptionalism that says that consciousness is exclusive to us.
Oh, I would totally agree with that.
And then they linked to, apparently, Tegmark did a TED talk on consciousness as a mathematical pattern. Probably people should check that out.
I mean, the differences between a human and a dog or a cat, for instance, are very minimal, right? I mean, as far as the, isn't human DNA or, like, dog and cat DNA, like, 96% the same as a human's?
I mean, well, basically. Yeah, I mean, it's the same as, you know, chimps and apes,
right,
or even closer.
So, I mean, to suggest that 96% that they're somehow far beneath us, I think, is to underestimate the abilities of our animal friends.
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing about being an animal is you're not constantly plagued with nonsense anxiety. Like, yeah, you'll be afraid if a tiger's chasing you, maybe. But it seems like most animals are pretty much living in the moment and having a pretty good time. We picked up a new cat. His name is Tails. And he pretty much is just chills on my bed all day. No worries.
Nice.
No worries in the world. No worries in the world.
He gets a little tweaked out about Jazzy, though, coming around.
Right, but how quickly does he get over it?
Yeah.
Versus how quickly does it take for somebody to get over a breakup?
Right, or to forgive an old friend or something.
Jazzy's a very aggressive cat lover.
Jazzy would love to love that kitty very closely, but he's not interested yet.
That sounds wrong.
Jazzy's a lover.
She's a nuzzler, you know? She likes to nuzzle the all kitties. And, you know,
cats, most of them don't like
cats
that.
Cats don't necessarily like to be licked by giant dog tongues.
Cats like their personal space sometimes. Yeah. Definitely true.
So, yeah, interesting. I don't know this whole pattern of consciousness, but I definitely am of the theory that we are headed towards conscious machines and people don't.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
There are people that absolutely don't believe that it's going to happen. I am one of the people that
believes 100%. Well, that's the thing is, how do you tell the difference? Right? You can't measure consciousness. At least they have no way of doing that. So how would you know whether this machine is conscious or not? I mean, if they are, you know, if it looks like a duck and it acts like a duck, then it's probably a duck. And if it seems to have consciousness, I mean, if you can't discern the difference between a machine and a human, then...
There's an oversimplification there. So the oversimplification that I think that a lot of people don't necessarily understand about machine consciousness, right, is... The attempts at AI now, right, are essentially call and response, right? Like the AI chatbots that are out there, which are ridiculously bad. You know, even you talk about your Siri and your Cortana and your Alexa and all those. You know,
I don't have much experience with them. I know they exist, but I've never actually tried them.
So, and I've tried all of them.
And you've been disappointed.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like you're going to have a conversation with these things, you know. Even though they have, like, witty responses like, will you marry me? You know, no, I'm not, you know.
It's not like the movie Her, where the man is having a very deep conversation with his operating system.
Right, exactly. So the thing that people think is they think about this like, oh, you know, just because you keep programming these responses in, as though that's going to be the way that we get to AIs.
As though you can program it to consciousness.
That they just keep programming in responses and responses and responses and responses. They just keep doing that and doing that and doing that, and it learns, and then eventually it's just going to have responses for everything, right? Mm. No. That's not how I think that we're ever going to get to AI. It's
so how
a
is
ridiculous
it
attempt. So the way that...
Yeah, having a response to everything kind of...
Right.
It doesn't make you authentic necessarily. Right. It just means you have an answer to stuff.
Right. So the way that this is going to work, and like I can say that with a fair amount of certainty, and I'm going off of... I've read copious amounts of information from Futurist and the lead AI researcher at Google... and I can't remember his name. I'll get
the guy who wrote the book on the singularity, right?
Right, correct. Yeah. Ray Kurzweil. There we go. Came to me finally. My brain finally decided to organize its patterns.
Yeah.
become a little bit more conscious. So Ray Kurzweil has written The Rise of Intelligent Machines or The Age of Machines. He's written several books on it. He's wrote a book on creating AI and talked all about this. And so when you think about simulations, so, you know, you've played Flight Simulator,
sure.
SimCity,
yep.
These things simulate what is happening in reality, right? And they're very good, you know, like the simulations that happen there. Like you can, you know, place structures for a city, and the city's going to grow in a certain way in a SimCity-type game or Spore, you know, you're growing a population of little aliens. These sim games, they're taking naturalistic concepts and putting them in a computer and using probabilistic algorithms to make something happen. You know, based on they're bringing in random noise, and you know, it's not just this happens as a response to this. It's not like just a series of responses. It's a pattern that's generated, right? This pattern is generated from based on like laws, right?
Mm-hmm. The rules of the game.
The rules of the game. So you can take, and for example, in very, very simple structures, they're doing this now with rat brain cells, right? You can simulate what would happen in a cell, right? You know, how the organelles work, the mitochondria, et cetera, how it would react to certain chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And we're quickly getting to the point in medical science where we're going to be able to, like, test what would happen to, like, liver cells if you introduced a certain substance, a particular drug or chemical to them.
Through a simulation.
Yeah, through a simulation and see what would happen, you know, because the rules are there, and it can figure out what would happen if this happened, right? So computing power is obviously not at the point now where you could do this with the billions and billions and billions of brain cells that are out there, but information science is exponential. So eventually what we're going to have is we're going to get to the point of where you'll be able to simulate all brain cells in a fully functional brain operating at the same time and simulate what would happen as the neurochemicals are passing through those brains.
Which should create consciousness.
It should
right?
create consciousness, and you would be able to like have thoughts come out of that and go into that, and it would be like a
Cody, you've got
brain.
An AI-related story. I want to get into that here in a moment. It's 855-450-FREE, and you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.